So let's just say hello, Knaan Lipschitz. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. So glad that you could make it right away because I'm in a phone booth in Budapest. Remember those phone booths?
Knaan.
This is what this is about. When in the Maccabiah, the Maccabi games, that's why the Tikva was on, because thousands of people have from Jewish origin and also non-Jews have converged on Budapest. It's the first time in 90 years that the European Maccabi games are returning to Central Europe, and there are delegations from all over the world, including South Africa, one of the largest delegations with about 150 people in fencing, in horse riding, in chess. It was a spectacular opening.
And why did they choose Hungary, Knaan, of all places?
Well, Hungary is the only place in Central Europe that actually has a large Jewish community. I mean, Poland had 3.3 million Jews before the Holocaust. It has now 6,000. And it's even grimmer for the other European countries like Czech Republic and Slovakia. But here in Hungary, 100,000 Jews, maybe 100,020, still live because Budapest was spared during the Holocaust. And there was less anti-Semitism of the kind that drove so many Polish Jews out of Poland in 1968. So, yeah, a large community has survived.
It's interesting. A few years ago, Knaan, I interviewed the rabbi. He's got one of the shuls on the side of the, you know, just off the Danube. And he was actually saying that it's quite an anti-Semitic country. So it's interesting that the Maccabi Games would be held there at all.
It has very serious anti-Semitism problems. The most recent development is the Jobbik neo-Nazi party has actually made an alliance with the left wing, which was the political home for many Nazi Hungarian Jews. And they're running together. They're running together in municipal elections in the hope of defeating Fidesz, the ruling party of Prime Minister Viktor Orban. So, you know, it doesn't matter that the neo-Nazis and they make a list of Jews, even the liberal Hungarians. That tells you something about the atmosphere of anti-Semitism. But at the same time, there's pretty lax security here around the Maccabiah, anywhere else in Europe, in Western Europe. Huge security.
What events are you looking forward to attending?
Mostly the chess tournament. Because, first of all, it's the only sports that where I know the rules.
Yes.
And second, it's so Jewish that the Jewish Olympic Games should have chess. Because right now, the real Olympic Games, they're debating it. And they recently decided, no way, we're not going down that alley. But here, not only is it a recognized sport, but yesterday, one of the people who lit the Olympic flame in Budapest was Judit Polgár. Certainly the strongest female chess player alive and ever, who became a grandmaster at the age of 15 and 4 months. That's younger than Bobby Fischer. So she lit the Olympic flame. She's the pride and joy of this whole event, a chess player. Imagine that.
I got to tell you, it makes me really proud listening to this, Knaan, because it almost feels to me that you've reclaimed, albeit for a short time, you've reclaimed Budapest, because my overwhelming memory out of Budapest, and I was there 3 months ago, was the monument on the side of the Danube to the Jews who were slaughtered and murdered and drowned in the Danube. And it kind of just seems right that you're back there, powerful, strong, celebrating, being Jewish and being Jewish athletes. And the fact that they're 2,000 or more than 2,000 is really, it's really quite something.
Absolutely. And Moti Tichó, who is the chairperson of Maccabi Europe, he stood on the podium yesterday and he said two things. He said to the neo-Nazis, you don't belong here. And anyone who comes to Europe needs to respect our values. And I think these are two strong sentiments, two statements that address both threats facing European Jews. And it's a wonderful tour de force made in solidarity. And there's old players and there's young players. And some of the players came into the pitch with children on their shoulders who are also competing. And then the French came with athletes carrying other athletes on their shoulders, making a whole joke of it. It's a great atmosphere here, the height of summer in Budapest.
Fantastic. Knaan, have a wonderful, wonderful time. How long are they on until?
Oh, it's a 10-day event. It's until August 7th.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's a real thing.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, stay safe and enjoy the games. That's Knaan Lipschitz. He is the Europe correspondent.